So you guys are coming off a tough couple of weeks, crazy storms and floods, yeah. and the Climate Reality Project was not, and is something that you're a huge part of, and you created a friendship and partnership with Al Gore. And you know, I know when you started, there were so many naysayers still, and there still are tons of naysayers.
It's but less it's, though.
It's kind of like, guys,
from 3 years ago.
It's not like I've got these esoteric statistics that said no is. You know, Sandy and floods last week, and you know,
yeah, it's kind of
glaciers are melting. It's not if they're melting.
Yeah, it's come home for people.
Yeah,
yeah, and I think that 3 years ago, a lot of what we focused on was trying to get the press really. That was our main audience. Is get the press to understand what the science is.
Yeah,
because the press at the time was always, you know, okay, here's what's happening. Here's the science. Oh, and let's talk to this scientist to get the counterpoint. And it, you know, it represents, you know, 2% of the scientific opinion.
Well, I think so they're overwhelming. Trying to play the unbiased middle, and there really isn't an unbiased middle. It's
not in science. And so it made it seem like science was like, and people were working really hard to make it seem like, you know, some of the think
their
tanks
sides.
That work that were trying to make it feel like the science was unsettled. The science was like has been very settled for a while.
Yeah.
To me, it's really good to see how people have shifted.
Yeah.
And how really the press is much more responsible in their coverage. A lot of the predictions are for more extreme weather, and that seems to be, you know, pretty much what we've experienced here.
Right.
With fires and flooding. You're going to have longer periods of drought, you're going to have more floods. And the reason for that is because the atmosphere, as it warms, it holds more moisture. And so when it comes down, it's like pulling the plug on a bathtub that's more full.
Right.
And it pulls moisture from you know, up to, I think, like 20,000 kilometers away.
Wow.
So it really sucks in once it starts to downpour. And we'll see what happens. I think that there is a, you know, right now, the next 24 hours of reality event, which is sort of, you know, the big event that Climate Reality does each year, is going to really dig into the cost of carbon. So you and I are paying a cost right now. So a lot of people in Boulder are paying a cost right now, you know, through not being insured and having to, you know, rebuild their homes.
Right.
That's a cost that maybe should be in part covered by the big carbon polluters, and it's been offset into the consumer's lap.